when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family out there. That's right, you are listening to Blood River Radio. We are proudly syndicated nationally and internationally by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman and his entire family and crew. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and you are listening today on March the 23rd in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty God. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. We always say that. You know why? Because we always believe it. And people, this is a hardcore Christian show. So if you will, just bow your heads briefly. We go to a quick prayer. Almighty Father, I'd like to thank you for looking over us all these years since we've been broadcasting. I'd like to thank you for looking over my family, my blood family, biological family, spiritual family, and friends. I'd like to thank you for letting us survive in this tough world as long as we have, Lord. Lord, I'd like to ask you to continue to give us the tools, the power, the wisdom, the strength, the discernment, and the will to fight the battle for you, Lord. It doesn't matter really, Lord, in the long run whether we win or not. We know in this future, we know in the end, our brethren, our Christian brothers and sisters will win. We will win the victory for you, O God. How do we know that? Because you will be fighting the battle for us. And Lord, if you will, like I say, continue to bless us. Look after all of our friends that are sick. Take care of my dear friend who's patrolling the Texas border. I can't mention his name for trouble getting him away, but he's down there on the Texas border with a government association to try to keep the border from crumbling more than it is. So if you will, Lord, please protect him. Ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. People, as you know, we also we always honor our donors. I'm a little bit nervous because we have a super guest coming out. We really do. Like I was telling this guest, I've been in this business for about 18 years, and I still get excited about when we have a very unusual person coming on like we have tonight. But anyway, the one and only donor we have this week is my friend and your friend, Frank White. Now, Frank White, he's not south of the Mason-Dixon line. He's north. But let me tell you what, folks. Don't ever for 1 minute think that we don't have people, Southerners, at the heart north of the Mason-Dixon line. Frank White is hardcore. And without people like Frank White, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. So thank you so much, Frank White. Well, people, I'll give you a brief outline. Rand is out working with his daughter today. They're taking family business. It'll be just me riding shotgun on this hour. But we have a super special guest. We'll be bringing her on in about 30 seconds to a minute. And I might just let her introduce herself. I'm very excited. But I'm going to tell you what, she's a young lady, but she's very young. She's very rare. She has the guts of a lion, I'm telling you. She's very rare. But before we bring her on, we're going to play this little stanza of song in just a second. It's to honor all young people, including Lizzie. Lizzie, who's running this board for the Bombardier, a.k.a. Papaw, a.k.a. the St. Jude Hero. She is a genius at this stuff compared to Papaw. So this song is to honor all our precious young people. So take it away, Miss Lizzie.
Once upon a time there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours. Think of all the great things we would do. Those were the days, my friend.
That's Dear Precious Blood River Radio family. That song is to honor our young people. And I'm just going to say this briefly before we bring our super special Dynamite guest on. I can vouch for you that life is very short. I'll be 77 years old April the 6th. And I'm running marathons. Even though I'm running marathons, I can't run as fast as I did 50 years ago, believe it or not. But the point is, life is so fast. It goes by so fast. And one of these days, every single one of us will meet that we'll have to die. And some of us may be on the deathbed knowing that we have days, minutes, hours, whatever. And you'll be, I hope I'm not one of those people that are so searching my soul and with all kinds of regrets. So what I'm doing, I'm begging you people out there, especially you young people, that are so precious. That's why we do this. We do this for our young people, for my grandson, my great-grandchildren that are coming some days, the lady, Miss Lizzie on the board, the lady who's coming on this show. We're fighting for our future. But I'm just telling the young people, don't whittle your life away. Make it count. Make it count. With that, I'm going to bring this super special guest on, Miss Annie Elizabeth McDinney. How are you doing tonight, Miss Annie?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there definitely from all the chaos, but God is with me, and fighting for the country is definitely important.
You know, I think I didn't do your last name right. Tell the folks your full name, if you don't mind, Annie.
Yeah, so it's Ann Elizabeth. It's a double name, pretty Southern. And then the last name is Matheny.
That's right. My wife got that right. That's right. That is as Southern as you can get. It's Christian, too, I believe. With Miss Annie, I'll just call you Miss Annie. Tell the people the organization you're with. I'm really excited about this. I think God is God is definitely in this interview. Tell them who you are, what organization you work with.
Go ahead. Yeah, so I'm with Turning Point USA. Essentially, we're a nonprofit organization that also is nonpartisan. So we don't support a specific political party or candidate, but we go and work with the younger generations, making an outreach with a conservative presence. I serve as a field representative. And then I was also the founder of my college chapter at the University of Memphis.
Yes, you know, that's my alumni, because I was 45. I've done everything late in life except get drafted. I was drafted very young. But I was 45 when I graduated from the University of Memphis in 1992. I was out there. I've been out there twice this past week. I went to try to get an audience with the president of the university to discuss what we're getting ready to talk about in a minute. If you will, Miss Annie, tell people where you were Wednesday, the 20th of March in the afternoon.
Yeah, so Wednesday, March 20th, I was at the University of Memphis. Our Turning Point USA chapter there was hosting Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yes, and okay. And I know there's several theaters out there. The place is has grown gigantically since I was out there years ago. In fact, I was out there when I got drafted a long time ago. It's much larger than it was then. But tell us a little bit about, before we get into the Kyle Rittenhouse too much, how old were you when you got into, when we say a Christian, politically right-wing, you might say, conservative movement? When did you start thinking conservatively? Were you did it when you were real young, later in life? Well, how old were you, and what made you lean that in that direction?
Yeah, so I grew up in a very Christian household, and in college I was pretty unsure of what I wanted to do and trying to figure out what my purpose might be.
Miss Annie, hold on to that thought. We have to go to our first commercial break, and we'll go right back to you as soon as this first commercial break's over. Be right back, folks. Okay. Don't go anywhere.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Well, thank you so much for hanging out, Blood River Radio family. Thank you so much. I hope you are getting excited and optimistic as I am for having such a rare. It's really rare to have anybody, even for a man, to get in this, what I call the movement. But for a young lady that young to do what she does, it takes an extreme amount of courage. It's really rare. It really is. Anyway, so we have, and who is that we have on? We have Annie Elizabeth on here, McDinney. I hope I'm not butchering that too much. But anyway, she's on, and she just, in case you're just tuning in, she is with Turning Point USA. I've been told she's an organizer here in Memphis for Turning Point in this area right here. And she just so happened, in case you're tuning in, she was one of the ones responsible for bringing Kyle Rittenhouse to Memphis. He was going to do a speech at the University of Memphis. She's the one that brought him, bring him there. And if I believe, if I'm right, Miss Annie will correct me. Miss Annie, I believe you were the one that brought Kyle out on the stage to give his speech. Is that correct?
Correct. I introduced Kyle. I got involved in the biblically conservative political movement when I was just 20 years old, and I'm 24 now, and very passionate about it. And yes, was on the front end of gathering and preparing for Kyle Rittenhouse to come to the University of Memphis, and I also introduced him onto stage.
That is fabulous. You know, I was out there. I had a ticket that I went through Turning Point USA to get my ticket. But as you well know, the university, well, let me ask, you know, do you know exactly, because I've told different people what happened, but here's my story, my speech and my slant. The tickets were initially issued by Turning Point USA. I went on my phone and got the ticket probably 10 days ahead of time, maybe. Well, the day of the speech, Wednesday, March 20th, the university sent emails out. I didn't get one. I saw some people that did get emails. The university had canceled all the tickets issued by Turning Point, and they reissued their own tickets, kind of like the Federal Reserve got rid of our currency, our gold and silver, reissued these worthless Federal Reserve notes. And so I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, when I got there, they would not let me in. I saw other people that would not let in. So it's my, I haven't been around this whole world a long time. Here's what I think happened. I think what they did, they reissued those tickets and cherry picked who they wanted to come in to see this talk and who didn't. Am I too far off base on that, Miss Annie?
So the ticketing system that was initially, I consider being kind of robbed from us, because Turning Point USA is instructed on how to be able to host large events, and we are very well equipped in being able to communicate with ticket holders and being able to fill an audience. Unfortunately, the University of Memphis took away, even though despite their statement of saying that they weren't the ones hosting the event and that it was a student organization hosting the event, they still made their way to basically run our event. In that sense, I say that because they hijacked our ticketing operations and put in their own ticketing operations, where that we have been confirmed that there were several protest groups that were buying 10 to 20 tickets per person just to not show up to the event. So it was really tragic that we had so many people that came to the event that we were not able to let in, and it was completely out of our control, even when there were several, if not a couple, you know, almost 100 seats empty in the theater, but we couldn't fill them because the university took control of our ticketing system and wouldn't let us allow people in that were on our previous ticketing system.
You know, that, and before we go any further, I would like to encourage everybody listening to our program, if you would, I'll try to get the number for you during one of our breaks. I would encourage you to call the University of Memphis, or better yet, go out there and be peaceful. Don't get out of control, but go out there and demand an answer to why this Christian, conservative, good, no criminal records, just a down-home Christian conservative organization. Why do they have the rug pulled out from them? Why are they not allowed to speak when you let BLM and Antifa and all type of other groups like that that preach violence? You let them. I'm getting carried away here because I got a little temper, but I would encourage you to do that. I'm going back out there and see if I can get an audience with this president, you know, and see if he's got enough courage to meet man. But you know, I'm getting kind of off track here. I may have to backtrack a little bit. Now, when you got in, we'll come back to the present too. When you first got into the, how long have you been politically or active inclined to be an activist, Miss Annie? And what made you get that way?
Yeah. So, essentially, it's been about 5 years. When I started college, although I grew up in a Christian conservative home, I was the oldest daughter and the middle child, so kind of an interesting recipe there. And so I definitely wanted to explore my thoughts and beliefs, and I was almost libertarian for a little bit. But as soon as 2020 hit and there was so much chaos going around in the world, I was doing a lot of research and, you know, just really trying to understand everything as a political science major in college. And I came across Turning Point, and I aligned with so many beliefs and values that they had that I knew that this was a safe place for me. They also offer amazing stipends to be able to, for students to go to big conferences and hear incredible people that are very well known, like Candace Owens and Laura Ingram, and Laura Trump, and just, you know, names of that such. And it was when I was attending these things, I think Ali Stuckey was actually one of the biggest motivations and inspirations for me that made me realize I am a young woman, but I am a conservative. I am pro-life. I am ready to fight for what is needed and to stand truth in my freedom and the values that I hold.
God bless you. That God bless you. You know, now I've been told by Ms. Aubrey that you organize and I guess recruit members, bring members in the Memphis area. Miss Annie, is that true?
Yes. So I work within Memphis, and I work specifically with the college department. And so my biggest goal is to not only find conservative activists on campus, but also to have deep and meaningful conversations with students about social and fiscal issues. Such as like limited government, capitalism, our constitution, all of those things, and just really, you know, help broaden their mindset and help them think critically about what is important and why we need to stand true in our freedom and our right to be able to speak for it.
Excellent, excellent. And before, I want to make sure our people know that are listening, we'd like to make this, we give this information out a couple of times. How, if some, especially some young person, is there an age limit for that you work with, or they have older people to work with, old people, young people like yourself to bring young people in? How do y'all do that, Annie?
Yeah, so Turning Point USA has field representatives all across the country, in every state. And there's a few in some states as well. There's several of us. We have a college department, which is kind of the ground roots of everything. I like to consider us the backbone, because at the college level, there's so many, you know, demons and people fighting against a conservative belief. But then we also do start with the high school level now, and we have high school representatives helping people at even a younger age try to get involved and to think about these issues. And then we have an alumni or like branch where, you know, we help those that are in the community as well. And then we have one of my most favorites that is pretty new is we have a faith program who works with churches directly to help pastors and community members in the church to get more involved with biblical conservative messaging, because it's so important for a church to understand that the Bible is conservative. There are so many places in the Bible that lead towards what the conservative movement is. And something that, you know, deeps in my heart is just having Christians that have steered away from conservatism and, you know, have this ideology of being acceptive of all kinds without staying true in what is true, as in like God made man and woman, God made people to be born at the start of conception. All of those things are so important to be fought for.
And we'll return to that message you just gave as soon as this commercial break is over, Miss Annie. Be right back, people.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. USA's Dave Collins with more.
Trump faces a Monday deadline to pay his $464 million bond in a civil fraud case. Records show that James has formally registered judgments against Trump, the Trump Organization, and his two older sons in Westchester County, which signals Trump National Golf Club and the Seven Springs Estate may be at risk of being seized. Trump's lawyers say they can't find an underwriter willing to take on the entire amount.
Well wishes coming in from around the world as news breaks that Princess Kate being treated for cancer, the British monarch delivering an address Friday about how she and her family are coping, and asked the public for time, space, and privacy while she is receiving chemotherapy. The princess, who is only 42 years old, describing in a video recording how she and her family are dealing with the devastating diagnosis.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I guess I must be one of them men that just can't be reached. That's why I have the young people with these great brains and great courage on to do my communicating for me. But Miss Annie Elizabeth, she told me a great story during the break. I mean, you talk about courage. Miss Annie, if you will, relate to our family, our Blood River Radio family, the story you just told me about how the governor had to back down from that initiative you tell me about. Go ahead, Miss Annie.
Yeah, so in, I believe it was 2022, the University of Memphis, it was during our winter break, had sent an email out to all of the professors that stated that there would be some type of figure, I can't remember the exact number, but a bonus for professors to be able to get paid if they infused diversity, equity, and inclusion into our curriculum. And this didn't mean they had to be a history professor or, you know, a political science professor of any sort. They could have just generally been a generic math class or even an art class, but they had to, in order to get the financial reward, so you say, they had to infuse diversity, equity, and inclusion into the curriculum. And so I was a college student at the time when I found out that this had been released. And I went on Fox and Friends was my initial outbreak of it. And I called out to the university that this was not okay. I mean, you can't completely water down our curriculum to fit a woke agenda. It's just not something that is okay or right. And ultimately, I believe in equality. I believe that we have it in America, but I don't believe in equity. Just because of the color of your skin, you're not bound to end up a certain way. And the university was trying to infuse this and make people truly, you know, be taught this, not even think it, but just be taught. And so I called out to our governor, and he was able to cancel the initiative, thankfully, so it did not go into place.
That is an amazing story. I guarantee you that our listening audience, our Blood River Radio family, can tell you from experience, because I'm a lot older than you are. I bet you'd be hardcore pressed, really hard pressed. Maybe you might be able to find maybe one other person on that campus that would have that kind of courage, that fearless bulldog tenacity. You probably couldn't find one. That's very rare. It's very rare indeed. Let me ask you this. Where do you think that directive ultimately came from? I don't think it came from it's my personal opinion. Do you think that directive came from above the president of the university, maybe even above the governor? In your opinion, do you have an opinion of where that directive instill the DEI into the university? Where do you think it came from, Miss Annie?
I think that there is definitely people that work in the university that focus more on these ideas of DEI or, you know, even BLM or certain issues more than they think about just education. And it's really sad to know that, and obviously the University of Memphis is not the only institution that does this, but just to think that universities and colleges these days are more geared, there's a lot of people that work with them and higher ups that are more geared to teaching people what to think and not like to think, how to think critically, to question things, to understand things. So teaching people this is what you should believe and there's no other way. And it's really sad because, you know, that's not the generation we need to live in. We need to live in a generation where we are questioning things and thinking critically. It's so important, especially now more than ever.
I could not agree more. as far as free speech, you've probably seen like I have, I've witnessed, been to some demonstrations and listened to people on news breaks and on YouTube, et cetera. And you know, what's really scary, what's amazing to me and puzzling, the people, the leftists, the communists, Bolsheviks types, they will actually make fun of people that defend the First Amendment, free speech. They're very, I've seen so many of them, Annie, are just combative about that. When you start to talk about how you want to defend the First Amendment and God forbid the Second Amendment, you know, they're just antagonistic for it. They think it's outdated and stupid to have free speech, of course, except for them. I guess this is a rhetorical question, but how much have you run into?
Yeah, so on college campuses, I definitely run through a lot of questions over the First and Second Amendment. Ultimately, I stand like true and firm. And as soon as the government takes away our Second Amendment rights, that's when we start to lose our First Amendment. And that doesn't just include free speech, you know. We have to think about like freedom of religion as well, which is so important to protect.
Yes.
I think that college students and college administration, a lot of them are open to free speech and the thought of it, except a lot of times they want to shelter out or hide the conservative side of free speech, which is definitely sad and challenging. But it's something that us conservatives need to just stand stronger for and continue to fight for.
Yes, absolutely. You're doing fantastic. Well, now on the college campuses, now are you in graduate school now, Miss Annie?
No, so I work for Turning Point USA full time. Like to say that I essentially serve with them because I do feel like they found me. I didn't find Turning Point. They found me in a time where I needed a sense of community and a place to be able to stand strong in my conservatism. And so being with Turning Point, I knew as soon as I graduated in May 2023, I knew that this was the path I wanted to be and an organization I wanted to be a part of.
With that, congratulations for your graduation. And before we forget, give out the information to people who would like, especially our young people. Miss Annie, how can they join? How can they get some fellowship with Turning Point? The website, give them the website, any kind of information you would like, and who they can get in touch with, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, so Turning Point USA has a website, and on there you can see if there's any local chapters near you on a chapter map. You can also, you know, request to order activism materials and request to get involved in a nearby chapter or get connected with a field representative in your area. We are working daily and, you know, all the time to just really push out there to find as many young conservative activists as we can. And we truly do work so hard to find resources and help them have opportunities to make a difference on their campuses.
And also, if anybody would like to get in later on, if you forget for some reason, you can always get in touch with me. You can, if you would like to get in touch in a roundabout way or try to get in Turning Point, if you will send me an email, and it's eddie@bloodriverradio.com. That's very simple, eddie@bloodriverradio.com. You can send me a message, hey, Eddie, Mama Dear, Papa, whatever. I'm known by a lot of different names. You just got, you have a fan, Miss Annie. We have a fella. He's an old dude like me. His name is Rich Hamblin. He's listening to the program right now. And it just so happens, I'm very proud. I told you my very first assignment as a field reporter for Liberty News Radio was we went to Charlottesville, Virginia together. Me, Rich Hamblin, Matt Goodwin, Gene Andrews, and Simon Roach from South Africa. We rode together up to Charlottesville, Virginia. I broadcast a radio show up there when I was with the Political Cesspool. And we call it the Battle of Charlottesville now. It's before, you know, you were pretty young. But anyway, I rode up there with Rich. He is one of the, he's a real dumb bunny. He graduated from Vanderbilt University with a degree in Greek and Latin. He's listening, and he says, impressive young lady. So if you get a compliment from Rich Hamblin, you done something. And I can tell you, I get precious few.
Oh, that means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Well, listen, folks, we're going to a quick break, and we're going to come back with this super impressive lady. Lady, don't underestimate her. She has the guts of a lioness. Be right back, folks.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I cannot believe it's the last segment we're going to have with this beautiful lady, this precious lady, smart lady, gutsy lady. Here we have a total mixture. I'm kind of like that gorilla general that was just on the commercial, and he said he's one of my favorite characters, that the only, he said, "I'll tell you one thing every good soldier knows. The only thing that matters in the end is raw, merciless force." Well, then that's me. But on the other hand, we have this precious lady, soft-spoken, kind, but tough as nails. but anyway, I would like to give a shout out before I forget to Miss Aubrey, she's the first person I got in touch with, and she's the one that booked this interview tonight. And we're going to get Miss Annie back on if we can. Also, are you there? Okay. Hey, I'm getting I want to introduce you to somebody. Anyway, hey, I'm just reading this message on my computer screen right here. Yes, thank you so much, Ms. Aubrey, for setting this interview up. And before we go, I don't want to put you on the spot, Ms. Annie, but at the last minute, if we have time, would you like to lead us out in a closing prayer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Miss Lizzie, you are the brain. You're my memory, my alter ego. Don't let me forget that. We'll get Miss Annie to close, to take us out of prayer, because she is a hardcore Christian lady. Yes, by all means. Has this got this? I do believe that Miss Monica Schaefer is on there, the lady that I've talked about to Miss Annie. She is. I'm very proud of her. She's one of my co-hosts. She and her brother both have done time in a German prison for thought crime and speech crime, for they questioned some aspects of the Holocaust. So if Miss Braveheart is there, Miss Monica Schaefer, I'd like her to come on and just say hello to this precious young lady, Miss Annie Elizabeth. Are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, Eddie, for inviting me to join you. And I've been listening, and I am very impressed, Annie, with what you have been doing. And my ears really perked up when you were talking about the little bribe, the offer of money to professors who would incorporate their, you know, something, I think you said it was about the LGBTQ type of agenda, or those kinds of things, no matter what type of subject they were teaching. It could have been mathematics or whatever, but if they could incorporate this agenda into their curriculum somehow or other, they would be rewarded. I found that to be very interesting. Thanks for telling us about that.
Well, Miss Braveheart, I named Miss Monica, I named her Miss Braveheart because she typifies that movie. Have you ever seen it? Was it Mel Gibson played Braveheart? She's like you, Miss Annie. She has stellar, she has courage, and she has a great heart. She has integrity. You two people are extremely rare, extremely rare. And I consider it a godsend. I've got you two both on this program. I really do. And before we ran out of time, we still have quite a few. We still have several minutes, probably at least 7 or 8 minutes. Miss Annie, tell us a little bit about this Kyle Rittenhouse. I'll start off with him, but I want to say him to last because your credentials are so wide and so broad. I wanted to let you roll like that first. But I would love to have you back on soon. I really would. But tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Kyle Rittenhouse, what you know about the, tell the audience about what happened up there. What happened with Kyle Rittenhouse? Tell the audience about that don't know what we're talking about, and tell them how you got involved in it and how Turning Point USA got into it, got into the thing. And the courage you had to bring him to University of Memphis is just mind-boggling to me, because Memphis is a tough place. It's the number one murder capital of the United States. So go ahead, Miss Annie. Give us the best you can, if you'd like to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I would love to come on again. I definitely think it's important to share frontline stories of what, you know, we're intaking with Turning Point USA as field representatives on a daily basis. But with Kyle Rittenhouse, I ultimately wanted to be able to bring a speaker to the University of Memphis. It is a legacy chapter. It's been there for about 5 years, but it's been really hard to bring it up to its potential just because of the push down of conservative beliefs in the area. When we were coming to the idea and it was proposed to us that, you know, this would be a potential speaker we could bring, Turning Point USA students were very excited about the opportunity, just because we believe in our Constitution, and that means our Second Amendment. And Second Amendment rights are just so important to prevail and just to advocate for. And, you know, Kyle was using his Second Amendment right in self-defense, and unfortunately, he was found guilty in the media before he even got a chance to a free and fair trial, which is just completely devastating, and he deserves to be able to have his story shared. At the event, we went on constant battle honestly, with the university back and forth for about 3 weeks, just over issue after issue that they were trying to present us, to basically threaten us to be able to even host the event. They were coming down on a crunch line every other day with a very strict time frame of goals or expectations that we needed to meet. And if we didn't meet them, they told us they were going to cancel the event. So it was a very interesting and frustrating situation leading up to the event. And then at the event, you know, and not even to mention, I didn't even get to this part, but just like all of the drawback of community in the city was, you know, very hostile towards myself for posting it, our Turning Point USA students, and then Kyle as well. But, you know, we did everything we could to try to make sure the event continued, and it did, even though they hijacked our ticketing system the day of and all of that and didn't let us allow in the right people. But during the event, it was complete chaos from the beginning. I think before the event even started, I had a young lady, you know, go off in my face, just screaming at me about all of these things that were just not true. I finally got her to settle down. I introduced Kyle. Kyle came on stage. There was chaos during the entire event. And then as we were leaving the event, we had to clean up, first of all of the garbage on the ground because they were ripping up our Turning Point USA flyers. And so we had to, you know, clean up all of that, myself and then our Turning Point USA volunteers and students. And as we were walking out of the venue, there were protesters. I mean, I would say 100 plus students or community members. You know, I'm not sure of what they were, what they were associated with, but as soon as we walked out of the doors, they were chasing us, you know, throwing out threats. It was a very intense and scary thing to experience, and I honestly would not wish it upon anyone. I've been called a lot of nasty things ever since I came out as a strong conservative woman, because I am pretty public about it on, you know, social media and just like in a day-to-day life. But during this situation, when you have people chasing after you, and then even when we got in a secure car, banging on the car, kicking the car, spitting on the car, blocking you from being able to exit, that was the scariest moment so far that I have ever experienced, and I truly would not wish it on anyone.
You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. I went out there and looked at that garage again the other day. There's no way that those rioters should have been able to get in that garage. It's walled in on all sides. The only way in there is you'd have to drive. It's a narrow driveway where you can have one car going in, one car coming out of the multi-story garage. And there was should be enough. They had state troopers out there. I saw them that day. They had Memphis police. And they let those thugs in that parking garage that's on them. Those thugs should have never been allowed in that parking garage. And I hope that the governor, who is in control of the Highway Patrol and the other so-called law enforcement agencies, I hope they pay the price some kind of way. But before we, Miss Annie, I'm trying to put you on the spot, but would you like to stay over for a few minutes on the second hour? If you have to,
yes,
you don't have
to.
If you don't want to, you want to? Okay, because on the second hour also, before you go on the second hour, please don't let me forget, Miss Monica. You also, Miss Braveheart. Let me forget before she goes. I want her to close with a prayer. Lizzie, we'll keep Miss Annie over for a segment for the second hour. I'm sure our listeners will love it. I know Miss Monica will love it. I know Miss Nancy will love it. Everybody will love that. This is an incredible interview. What courage. So, people, we're getting ready to transition to the second hour. Don't go anywhere. Miss Annie Elizabeth, and keep in mind, she is on vacation, and she sacrificed vacation time to come on to service you, the people. We'll be right back, folks. Going to the second hour. Get you some coffee.